91X News.
It's 18 degrees and sunny at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook. Over 7,500 elementary students in the Hastings and Prince Edward County will be participating in Water Month. This Monday marks the first day of the promotion, which is a part of the Healthy Kids Community Challenge and their latest theme of Water Does Wonders. What is Water Month and why are schools taking part? Emily Cannell has the story.
Local schools are diving into Water Month this week as a new Healthy Kids Community Challenge begins. The organization involves elementary schools in the Hastings and Prince Edward counties. 30 out of 67 in the district have taken the pledge, meaning they have committed to promoting healthy living among their students.
So it's a school-based initiative that's looking to promote water as the beverage of choice among students, as opposed to other sugary drinks.
That's Emma Pillsworth. She's the local project manager with the Healthy Kids Community Challenge. She says Water Month is just one part of the Water Does Wonders theme, which will last for the entire school year.
Water Month is our big initiative that we're doing for this year of the pledge.
Participating schools are throwing launch parties this week, which will include an information video package and water tasting booths. The schools have been given gift cards to buy fruits and herbs to flavor the water without the use of chemicals or artificial flavoring. But that's not all.
Every student, regardless of whether or not their school has taken the Healthy Kids School Pledge in Hastings and Prince Edward counties, will be receiving a free Water Does Wonders water bottle. In those, there's a bookmark, and then we've also done some recipe cards for flavored water.
Many students don't drink enough water throughout the day. Not being properly hydrated can affect their performance in school by impairing memory, energy levels, and concentration, while increasing bad things like anxiety and irritability.
So our overall goal is to get kids to drink more water. We know that water is the best choice for kids to stay healthy and hydrated, so we're promoting that as our key message within the month and trying to reduce the number of sugary sweetened beverages that kids are consuming.
The Water Month initiative may only target kids age 0 to 12, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't take the message to heart. Stay hydrated, Belleville. Emily Cannell, QNET News, Belleville.
A new fire hall in Quinte West was shown to Quinte West Council last night. Deputy Fire Chief Dan Smith says the most important part of the fire hall is the fact that it was designed for the workers.
And that's what we were after. Something that not only just works for the fire chief and myself, it's got to work for the workers that are there 24 hours a day.
Councillor David McHugh paid a visit to the fire hall in Collingwood and was pleased with the new design.
What I've seen blew me away. I've been 39 years with the fire department, never seen a hall like this before.
That's QNET News on 91X 2303. In sports, the two local Ontario Junior Hockey League teams have the best scores for this season so far. The Wellington Dukes are facing the Stouffville Spirits this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. The Dukes host the Georgetown Raiders on Friday night. The Trenton Golden Hawks host the Kingston Voyageurs this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Turning over to Ontario College Sports, the women's Loyalist soccer team has not had a win yet. Their next match is on Wednesday night at Fleming College. Both the men's and women's Loyalist rugby teams have a game on Thursday night at Fleming College. Baltimore Orioles starter Chris Tillman says he's excited to be on the hill for an elimination game.
I take every game the same, approach it the same way, not put any added pressure on yourself. Go out and try and do the same thing that you do every other game.
Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20. Tonight will be a low of 12. At 3:04, it's 18 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 4.